Hello, this is Eddie Treadwell in Michigan prison system, a Brooks Correctional Facility. My prison number is 205017. And I would like to speak a little bit about what do it take for a prisoner to rehabilitate itself or reform, you know, from a life of crime, you know. And, you know, I come to understand and realize throughout my 33 years in prison is that we have to have a desire to change. We have to have a desire to think our conditions could be better, you know. Opposed to police always looking over your shoulder for the police, you know, trying to get a quick buck. You know, you get out of life what you work for, you know. So we have to work and strive towards accomplishing something that's worthy of our attention, right? Worthy of our presence, right? You want to create something that's great, something that's, you know, something that's lasting. You don't want to have no short-lived type of activities going on. You want to do something to make you feel that sense of purpose. You have a sense of purpose to engage in these particular activities and what you engage in, right? And through transforming yourself from the old you to a new mature you, you know, then you see that the prison system have actually worked for you. You know, see, because if I was still in the street, I'd be a whole different entire person. I wouldn't be who I am today. The prison experiences have helped shape and mold me to be the intelligent, thoughtful, caring person that I have come to be today. So prison is not all that bad, right, when you really look at it. You know, for certain individuals, most times I would say, the individuals leave prison worse off than they did when they came to prison, if they're doing short-term sentences. You know, they say those who gain the highest heights must reach the lowest depths. So once you don't reach the lowest depths within yourself by being in prison for all these years with nowhere to go, you know, but up, you know, you go down inside of yourself and reflect on who you is and find the treasures that's hidden beneath the rocky soil of who you are. You know, then we grab them up and pull them up and show them off as pearls, right? But the thing is with that is that we have to give what we receive through our study, through our experiences. We have to give it away, right? We have to share with others. Then it's like, it gives you a sense of satisfaction that's of accomplishing something, you know, because you open eyes, open those eyes that was closed, right? You had a tendency to uplift spirits and restore hope in others, right? And it just brings you a sense of satisfaction just simply for the act of giving, right? See, isn't it better to give than to receive, right? So I transform myself from being just a regular individual to an individual who's caring, an individual who see life in a different light than I did before I came to be incarcerated. You know, so I understand and recognize the benefits to me of being locked up. I went out in the street drinking all day, partying, listening to all the music, doing what most people do from the inner city. Right. I had time to sit back and reflect and study and read and ponder on life, you know, and what it means to be a man, you know, and an individual connected in the community. How do I become to be an asset to the community opposed to a detriment? Right. So I just want to just share that, you know, with the people that we as prisoners, you know, we do what we do to help and assist others, not so much for the sake of go get early release or provide us with a certain incentive to get good time or extra meal or whatever the case may be. We do it from the kindness of our hearts. We still have study groups and classes that we run in prison, and we don't get paid a dime. But for the act of giving, the information and knowledge that we received and what we done derived to the certain truth that we done derived at, and we feel a sense of satisfaction by sharing it with others. You know, so we have to just not just be good, but be good for something. You know, so with that, I'm gonna leave you as I came, but if anybody like to contact me or communicate, my name is Eddie Treadwell, 205-017. I'm in Brooks Correctional Facility in Michigan. Have a great day.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.